Blog Talk Radio.
Why so serious?
Lawless Radio.
Why so serious?
Lawless Entertainment Radio.
Why so serious?
Here I go with
I'm in love with you. There's nothing going on? Can't you see that it's wrong? We don't even make love anymore. I'm out the door, can't take no more. Ain't going on like that no more. Like that no more. Girl, you lied and said you were in it, in it to win it. Then you started tripping.
Right here on Lawless Radio. You know how I do that first 30 minutes. I play that music. Support your local come up. Remember, y'all, this is 10, 11, 12. That's right, October 11th, 2012. This is Catrice. You're listening to The Raw Deal right here on Lawless Radio. Remember, I'll be back at 9:30. Support your local come up. This is Donnie Williams, Just Like Magic.
Yeah. Please. you caught my eye. You took me by surprise. There's something about you, girl, that left a young G hypnotized. I don't know what it is, but I gotta figure out how to be with one when I'm so used to the player route. I've been in love before, yeah, I know what love about. Hurt them or you get hurt first, depends on how things working out. Moving out, I thought about, but all I know is she for sure. You may come, you may go, I don't know how you may roll. Therefore, I just do my thing, in my lane, run my game. Option weighing on my scale, relationships is earthly hell. Forgive me if you feel ignored, truly I do cut for you. Hopefully you can see, wait a while and we can be.
I hear your stories of tragic times, but I still deserve to be treated right. When you ignore me, you just show me.
Stop. day I'm a king, I'm a king, king, king.
Every day I'm a king,
every day I'm a king, I'm a king, king, king.
Baby, 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 baby
evening. This is Catrice, and you're listening to The Raw Deal right here on Lawless Radio. That's right, you hit us up, 646-478-5209. Whoo, it's one of them days. It's been one of those weeks, y'all. The Raw Deal is on the air. It's Friday, so make sure you have your drinks. Those kids are in the bed. You chilling out. I got several things I'm going to talk about, so we're going to just go through a whole just different types of topics tonight. All right. It is 10, 11, 12. That's right. October 11, 2012. Y'all play those numbers for me. Tell me what happened. Tell me what happened. All right, y'all. Make sure you hit me up on the Raw Deal fan page on Facebook. Also, the Lawless Radio fan page. That's www.facebook.com, Lawless Radio. Make sure you hit us up and become a fan on the Lawless Radio fan page. Also, remember, you got to vote for your girl Catrice in the first annual Lawless Awards. That's facebook.com, Lawless Radio Awards. Got to check out, you know, on my next break, I'm going to go ahead and check out, see where those votes are. I hadn't checked in a minute. TL was like way ahead of me. But it's all good. It's all good, you know, because it is the chairman. The chairman, you know, of course, he has to be first for me, you know. But you can, you know, go ahead and get your girl all set. And there we go. All right. So last week I was talking about things, relationship turnoffs, what turns you off in a relationship, okay? So I'm going to kind of do a different spin today is because I want to actually speak on how people act at their children's little league games. And I'm not talking about little league baseball. I'm talking about football, soccer, whatever. How these parents just act a fool at these games. And I'm like, wow, this ain't the NBA. This ain't the NFL. The National Baseball League. This, what is going on? Why y'all acting like this? Hit me up, 646-478-5209. Have you witnessed? Have you been a witness to a parent just acting a straight up fool at one of the kids' games? All right, and then later on we're going to talk about what's going on with the election. Right now the vice president and the Republican vice presidential nominee is going through the debate right now. And based off the Facebook reports that I'm seeing, they're saying that Joe Biden is eating him up, eating Ryan up. So y'all need to go ahead and tell me what's going on. I'm on the radio. I can't watch right now. I got Buck in there watching the Pittsburgh game. I have nobody watching the debate, so I need somebody to tell me what's going on with the debate. Also, we want to talk about, I had another message come in, and they still want to talk about what their relationship turned off. So, we got a whole lot of things going on tonight. So, y'all hit me up, 646-478-5209, and we have a caller on the line. Let's see. What's going on, Buck? Good evening.
What's up, baby? How you feel? So good to hear your voice, as always.
Oh, always. Thank you. How you doing this evening?
I'm all right. I'm going back and forth from the game to the debate. I'm trying to see what crazy Uncle Joe gonna do. Anything from my Uncle Joe mouth, you know what I'm saying?
Don't you know it?
He reminded me of one of them crazy ass uncles. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Crazy Uncle Joe. That's what I call him.
Hey, you know what? That's what's up.
You know. Speaking of the debate, I know we're probably not on this topic, but me, myself, I think people already know who they're going to vote for, even before, you know, the debates come out and all. I think people already got their mind made up. I think I had mentioned that to you once before. So, I ain't going to say the debates are a waste of time, but I think people already got their mind made up, you know, regardless of what happens in the debate. I think they already got their minds made up because, after Bush, you know what I'm saying, you know, after his debate, and people still voted for him, I think they had already had their mind made up that they're gonna vote for that crazy son of a bitch. You know what I'm saying? So I think people already know who they're gonna vote for even before or after the debate. I don't think the debates really matter too much to too many people.
Now, you know, I agree. You know, there, you know, I get confused sometimes when they, you know, they do these polls, you know, what the Washington Post say, you know, the numbers is at 51% because, you know, they were saying that President Obama, I'm not going to say Obama because people are disrespectful, regardless of who you're going to vote for, you need to respect the man. But in any case, when President Obama was doing his debate, they were saying how bad he was and all that, and saying his approval rating's going down. You know, everybody can have a bad night, and, you know, and maybe he's not a debater. I mean, did you are you basically saying that you want this man to because he's going to be a president, he needs to be able to debate? I mean. Is that a strong point within the presidency for you to have that? I mean, I know you're talking against foreign policy. You need to talk and have the disagreements and agreements with the different people in foreign policy. But, you know, debate, really.
And, yeah, that, you know, that all kind of goes on what I was just saying. They already know who they're going to vote for regardless of debate. I mean, this ain't football. Football, you got to know how to catch. You know what I'm
right.
saying? To be a president, you don't even know how to debate. You need to know how to you need to know how to organize and compromise in some points. You know what I'm saying? Being president ain't got shit to do with debating. Sorry, I don't think it does.
I agree with you. Now let me I want to kind of jump off on the topic that I started off earlier, and I was talking about Little League sports, okay, and how these parents act a fool at these games, or how they disagree with, you know, how the coach is coaching, and they always want to put their little tidbit into it. And basically my thing is, unless this child is producing checks where, you know, it's adding to the bottom line of the family's income, why do you have to get all upset about it? Now, I don't know. I think you were right there, though. Can you explain to us that a couple of weeks ago when the fight broke out?
Okay, it was something with the little boy on the opposing team, and the game was going on. I think it was like third quarter, something like that. And he didn't have his shoulder pads on or something. So the parent went over there, and she was started yelling at the coach. As a matter of fact, I think she was like, putting her finger in the coach's chest, you know, for some reason. And then the little boy was like, I mean, I couldn't hear the conversation, but it just didn't look like the little boy wanted to play. You know what I'm saying? But the parent was like, that's a rule. You're going to get your ass out there, and you're going to do what you got to do. And I'm like, well, damn, is he paying the mortgage on the house or something? I didn't understand why the parent was so deep on the child as to why he had to get out there on the field. But, I mean, it was kind of ridiculous. I mean, I kind of wish I could have called child services and
right.
did something about that, because that was kind of sad. You're
yeah.
making the boy do something he don't want to do. Now, the little boy said he don't want to play, he don't want to play. I'm sorry you paid your money for all his pads and fees and all that for him to play. I'm sorry. I feel bad for you. But the nigga said he don't want to play. He don't want to play. Leave him alone.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? If that's the case, you put the shoulder pads and helmet on, you get your ass out there and play. Simple as
go.
That. You know what I'm saying?
There
but I don't think you should make a child do anything that they don't want to do, unless it's learning. You know what I'm saying? Getting the education. But as far as like extracurricular, like sports and all that, if they don't want to do it, they don't have to do it. Let it go.
Absolutely.
Stop trying to live your dream through your child. You know what I'm saying? You know, you gotta let it go, man.
Right.
You gotta let
right.
it go. I think I
right.
was watching Treme, and the character Antoine Baptiste, he was a little upset because his two sons, they didn't want to be in the band. You know, they
right.
didn't want to play instruments. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And that
right.
that bothered them. You know, that hurt them. But you know, hey, if they don't want to do it, they don't want to do it. You can't make the child do nothing they don't want to do. You know
right.
what I'm saying? You know, I consider that as child abuse. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And that was a game we were at. We had probably about 3 weeks ago, and my son's team, they was beating the hell out of this team. I think they won it was like 34 to, no, it was, no, it was 12, it was 12 to zip. It was 12
to zip. Yeah, 12 to
zip. Yeah, and they got mad. They got to calling some of the mothers on our team hoes and all that, and we just,
yep.
Man, I got a gun and I got a permit, I can shoot. I'm like, God damn, it's just a little league football game. Why you gotta call them hoes and all that? I thought I was at a strip club. You know, I heard hoes and I pulled out my gun and all that. I'm like, damn, I could have sworn
right.
I was at the park district. You know, it just got a little carried away for no reason at all. Just because
the police had to come out. Then they had
the police came. And they made an arrest and all that. Yeah, it just got too out of hand just for a little league football game. That was kind of ridiculous. I didn't understand that. Yeah, some of these get real bad. And then sometimes you catch some of these little league games. I mean, not just football, but like soccer on YouTube.
Yeah,
where the parents come out and they just get the whooping ass.
Yeah,
I mean, I was, oh my God.
Yeah.
Oof. I done seen some real good ass whoopers on some of these little league team fields, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, damn, UFC and MMA. You even turn to YouTube and watch a good football, watch a good fight on the soccer field, or the little league soccer field.
Exactly.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's pay-per-view right there, Jack.
Exactly. But you know what? It goes way beyond, the whole, you know, little league sports, you know. If anything that has to do with children and where children have to perform some type of act to do whatever. Now, okay, it may be a difference between, what is that, tutus and tiaras, that show with the mothers and dress their babies up for the beauty queens to win the pageant.
Man, I'm sorry. This is just my opinion, but that shit right there should be outlawed, man. I mean, for real. I'm serious. I am freaking serious. Kids getting abducted, coming up missing and all that shit, and then you putting all this makeup and fake-ass hair on them and all, making them look like 30- and 40-year-old women. No, I really don't think that's right,
old.
Man.
At 4 years old. At 4 years
I really
old.
Don't think that's right. I
she
really don't think that's right.
She got eyelashes. She wearing heels. She got full makeup. You know, I wear makeup sometimes, but I don't even put a full face on. I mean, they got full face on, lipstick. I'm like, my goodness.
I really don't think that's right, man.
Well, I'm like, whoa.
I really don't.
Whoa. I'm going back and forth here. You know, I'm jumping back and forth. These people are going off on Facebook about this debate. When I come back, I'm gonna go take a break. I need to go see something real quick, y'all. Y'all hold tight. I need to get the tidbit.
Am I missing something?
Yeah, because folks are saying that they said Ryan need a drink. He's sweating over there.
Oh, I'm sorry. Tennessee is leading Pittsburgh by 3. They up by 3, 10-13, Tennessee.
Tennessee. Okay. Well, we got the football going on. We got the debate going on. And then I'm going to answer this girl's questions on the relationship turnoffs because she thought that we were going to do part 2 today. So.
That sounds like fun.
We're going to do relationship turnoffs part 2. Y'all hit me up. Y'all can give me information on Facebook. You know where I am. Hit me up on Facebook, and I will enter in all your questions and answers if you like, and say them on the air. If you don't want to talk on the air, that's fine. 646-478-5209. This is Catrice. You're listening to The Raw Deal right here on Lawless Radio. I am going to be right back in about 4 minutes. This is Can't Stop Mind, Keen B.
Better make peace. Get up with your maker, cause your maker, you just might be. Mix me with that fool. Things I never thought I'd do in order for survival. Like selling rock or pick a pocket, cheat the door with the flicked out. It's like a fucking ticket. I ain't kidding. It's good riddance. Why should I fear remorse for this nigga or the next man? Draw your gun to run, motherfucker. That's your best bet. This nigga's not your own. When they home, they get reckless. Yes, it's the belly of the beast and it's infested with murderers and criminals. Piss, piss, subliminal. Thoughts into these hoes' heads. Get these bitches out they bread. Yeah, it's a dirty game and I refuse to starve, nigga.
Patricia, you're listening to the Raw Deal right here on Lawless Radio. All right, it is Thursday, October 11th, 2012, and we're chilling out. Make sure those children are in the bed. We do have explicit language. We don't want the children listening to the show. Mommy, why he talk? Why is he cussing like that? Mommy, what was those words? I can't help it if the kids hear, because you know what? This is why I am on the air after 9 p.m. It's very key because, you know, we get raw. This is the reason why we are the Raw Deal. All right. I'm going to kind of switch gears a little bit, and I'm going to go back to our topic from last week and relationship turnoff. Let's see the Buck out there. Buck, we're going to start with you.
Yeah.
Before I do this list here. What are your relationship turnoffs?
My biggest relationship turnoff.
Mm-hmm.
Is a woman that don't do a damn thing, man. You know what I'm saying? You know, you ain't trying to do nothing for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You laying up on the system for the most, you know, for the most part. You know what I'm saying? You ain't trying to better yourself. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, that's why you and I got together.
Mm-hmm.
When I met you, you was in school and you was working. You know what I'm saying? The woman I was with, she wasn't doing shit. I mean, she wasn't doing nothing. She wasn't doing a damn thing. You know, I go to work and I come home, she ain't even put her shoes on the whole damn day.
Mm.
You know, so that's my turn off. You know what I'm saying? You know, I mean, other than, you know, I mean, I don't mind not having no teeth. I could probably get down with that, as long as you know, you ain't got no real bad breath. You know what I'm saying? People have, you know, certain situations, you know, where they lose their teeth. But as
mm-hmm.
long as you know, your breath is significantly fresh for the most
right.
part.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, yeah. But the main thing is a woman that don't do nothing all day.
No lazy women.
I don't like lazy, trifling-ass women.
Oh, okay. Right. Hey, well, you know. To each his own.
I can't get hard off laziness and triflingness.
Hey. Well, you know what? This one girl, she posted that she is turned off if her man picks his nose in front of her. And so I was like, well,
man, that's the least of your words. Oh my God!
I said, well, but what if y'all been together for a while? He can't, you know, everybody pick their nose. I mean,
how you supposed to get the boogers out? How you supposed to get the boogers out?
She said he needs to leave the room.
And
take care of that. She says,
okay.
Picking his nose and blowing his nose is a turnoff.
Okay, that's fine. I'll get up and I'll leave the room when I pick my nose and I blow my nose. But if I got the fart, your ass going to sit right there and you're going to bask in the ambience. There you go, baby. There you go.
Here's one for you. When a man adjusts himself Now, okay, I don't have balls, and nor do I have a penis, but from what I hear is that you have to move them around. They have to be adjusted.
It's mandatory.
Okay, you said it's mandatory. Okay.
Yes, it's mandatory.
So, I mean, if you got to adjust yourself, you got to adjust yourself.
That's right.
Now, okay, this one girl, she's like, eye crust, bad breath, sweaty armpits, and dirty long fingernails. Okay, now, okay, hold on. Now, this is a pet peeve. I do not like dirty long fingernails. You know, you know this. I just don't like them. I don't like, especially if they're dirty. Now, you know, they long. I don't like them long. I like nice groomed fingernails. I just don't like them. Now, dirty.
Is Ant, I'm sorry. I'm going to cut you off. Is Ant on the line?
No, he ain't on the line.
Okay. I know. You were talking about dirty long fingernails. That was a girl he had met at the club, and she had dirty long fingernails, and she said she worked at a bakery. So I had to figure out what bakery that was she worked at, and to make sure I never went there.
I know that's right. What about?
I guess it worked at the Holy Moly Donut Shop or something.
She was saying eye crust. Okay, that's hygiene. So that's basically hygiene. If you're not keeping up better, good hygiene, then, you know, that's a red flag.
Yeah, you don't care.
I mean, because physically, if you are not keeping up with yourself as far as hygiene is concerned, that, I mean, from the outside, if it's not looking good from the outside, that means the inside, you don't even want to touch that.
You got that from under cheese up in under his balls and all that.
Ooh, don't even go. Ooh, no, come on now, Buck. Really?
Yeah.
No, you can't do that. You can't do that. Now, what about, guys say to turn them off. When the women rush them into a relationship, when they feel that she's moving too fast, she want to be called boyfriend, girlfriend after day one.
Wow.
Now,
okay.
I mean, you know, that could be a turn off, but that can be another thing of you just not committable. You're not ready. I mean, I could see after day one. You can't be calling nobody a boyfriend, girlfriend. But, you know, if you're running on date five or so, and y'all have good, deep conversations, you might want to start to say, you know, yeah, we include, you know.
Yeah, it's beyond sex partner.
It can be. All right, give me some updates. I posted out on Facebook to tell some folks to give me some updates on this debate here. Let me see if anybody posted anything. No, nobody posted anything. All right. Oh.
All I can say is they're going at it. Uncle Joe looked like he's getting frustrated with what's coming out of Ryan's mouth.
Uh-oh.
He all frowned up looking at him like, motherfucker, what you just say?
Let's see. One friend said Biden is getting in that ass, and another person said, and wiggling his finger.
I told you, yeah.
Okay.
Because I really can't hear. I'm listening to our conversation, but I'm just going on body English on the debate.
All right, y'all, somebody give me an update. If someone sitting there watching the debate got me in the background on low, 646-478-5209. This is Catrice. You're listening to The Raw Deal right here on Lawless Radio. I got several topics going on tonight. I got relationship turnoffs. What's going on with the debate? And then, are you one of them crazy-ass parents that got your child out there on the football, baseball, basketball court acting a fool? Now, I saw this YouTube video out there of this kid, this parent jumped out from the stands at a basketball game and jumped on the coach. Just jumped on the coach for no apparent reason. Well, probably because his child ain't playing the game. But, you know, y'all know how it is. 646-478-5209. Oh, we got some Milwaukee out here. Let's see what's cracking in Milwaukee. This is Catrice. Who's this out here? Hello? Mississippi?
Hello.
What's up,
Hello.
Mississippi?
Yeah.
Hey, Mississippi, how are you?
How you doing, Katrina? How's Buck doing?
He on the
air. I'm chilling.
Hey, what's going on? I don't know if y'all heard last night, but I went under the knife this morning.
How you calling in if you went under the knife this morning? That's a quick surgery. What's going on?
Because last Thursday, I stepped on my porch and I had my ankle, I fractured my ankle, and I went under the knife this morning.
Okay, where you at right now, Mississippi Red?
I'm at the crib.
Okay. So what did you have, surgery on your ankle?
No, listen, we listened. Mayor Lawless went with me, and, you know, that is one good woman. That is one good woman.
Okay.
Because she went with me. She went with me. No, listen. She went with me at 5 o'clock this morning, and I stayed there. They discharged me at 6 p.m., and she stayed with me. That is one good woman.
You gotta expect that. Now, you need to tell me, and as sober that you can, why did you go under the knife? Did you twist your ankle? Did you break your ankle?
I'm sober. I was sober. I stepped on my front porch.
Okay, what happened?
Don't get funny. Don't get funny, dude, for real. I was as sober as I could be. I just stepped outside because I was going to give me a sub.
Cousin.
I was getting her, let me a sub. I stepped on my front porch, and I rolled it. And I went down, I face planted, and I was calling her. I was like, Mel, I think I messed up my foot. And I was like, no, I'm just going to go and get a sub. And she came, look out, I came in the house, and she was like, Kevin, no, you fucked up. You face planted. And I'm like, no, I didn't. So I'm just, you know, trying to step on it. And she was like, yeah, yes, you did.
Okay.
So I went in the bathroom and I face planted and my face was messed up. And I rolled my ankle and Michael, I broke it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can I ask you this question?
I did go to surgery. I went to surgery. I had surgery this morning. And that's my baby. Now, you asked me which one that.
Okay, so this happened last Thursday. That's why you weren't on the air. Now, were you drunk last Thursday that you tripped up and went face planted on the porch?
I just went outside to smoke a Black and Mild. Why I gotta be drunk? Come
I'm
on,
just
dude.
Asking. I'm just asking some people.
And I'm just telling you, why would I gotta be drunk? You think I always gotta be drunk?
Well, I mean.
Yes or no, that's all.
Yeah.
I mean, why would I gotta be drunk? Are you serious?
Yes or no, that's all. No, I was not drunk. Okay.
Yeah.
Why I gotta be drunk?
Yeah.
I mean.
Okay. All right, well, we're going to get back to you. We're going to get back to you when I get back from the break because it's break time. It's 10 o'clock, and, you know, I take a break at 10 o'clock. So you hold on because I need to get more information from this. You're going to answer my question. I'll be right back.
All right.
About the generations and to say we want to make it a better place for our children and our children's children so that they know it's a better world for them and think they can make it a better place.
place in your heart, and I know that it is love. And a place be much brighter than tomorrow. And if you really try, you'll find there's no need to cry. In a place you feel there's no hurt or sorrow. There are ways to get there if you care enough. Make a little space, make a better place, heal the world, make it a better place.
Make a better place for you and for me.
Okay, I bet y'all wondering, like, where in the hell did that come from? You know, I'm just going to go out and just say this to TL. And I'm pretty sure you're listening. If you're not listening, you'll hear it later. But next time, you need to let a sister know what she's playing. Now, if I see Michael, you know, okay, you know, first thing I did say was Michael Jackson. But that quite was not what I was, yeah, I wasn't expecting that song. So the chairman got a sister. Next time, yeah, you got a sister. I think it's probably my fault because normally I'll do my playlist and I was kind of doing a little switch-up kind of things and, you know. But in any case, that was Michael Jackson, y'all, You and For Me. And that was a six-minute-long song. All right. So, we're back. Buck, you there?
Huh?
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Did you hear that?
What?
No, never mind. You didn't hear that. You in the game. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I heard Michael Jackson, yeah. I didn't listen to it. I was scared to listen to it. I didn't know if that was legal or not.
Oh my goodness.
Copyright infringements on that
one. Here we go.
My God. I ain't want no part of that one. I started the debate off that one now. I had to put the phone down.
Hey, you know, that's what I get. But I was just blasting out the chairman that, you know, next time you need to properly label what a sister is playing over here. Cause I was just pushing the button. I'm like,
Yeah, next time just stop pushing buttons. There you go.
I know. Me and the switchboard, we be all of the different kind of categories.
All over the place.
Buck, let me tell you. Did you know that this month, October, is National Orgasm Month?
No, I didn't know that. I was mostly concerned because it was National Breast Cancer Awareness Month. That's what I knew. But okay,
October holds a lot. October holds a lot of things. You know,
I think it's Latino or Hispanic month as well. I think it is.
Yeah.
I think something like that.
And today, October 11th, is National Come Out Day, Come Out the Closet Day. Like, so if you gay and you wanted to come out the closet, today was the day to
really?
Do it. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And they had it on the news this morning on Good Morning America. National Come Out Day.
You earlier today, you brought something to my attention. What is the date? What's today's date?
Oh, I mentioned that earlier. 10/11/12. October 11th, 2012. 10/11/12. Isn't that interesting? I was telling folks y'all need to play those numbers. You never know. You might hit.
Mm-hmm.
You never know. You never know. All right, one of my fans, they sent me a message and said that her biggest pet peeve with her man is that he does not know how to share the bed. He's always having to push her to the side because he's always hogging the bed. And she's trying to figure out a way how she can handle that.
Get another bed. I mean, simple as that. I love Lucy. They slept in separate beds.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I asked her a question. I said, what size bed are you all in? She says, well, we're in the full. I said, well, that's your problem.
That's the problem right there. Yeah, that's the problem right there.
You need to get a king size bed.
Damn right.
I mean, you know, no queen, a king. You need to get a king size bed, and then that right there would defeat your whole purpose.
Stop sleeping on a damn air mattress.
Okay.
Get a real bed.
Get a real bed. Is that all that what it is? Is that what it is?
Yeah, that's what it is. Even on that square bed, air mattress, get a real bed.
Get a real bed. I understand. All right, so let me ask you this, Buck. You know, we got our last hour, and I wanted to kind of go a little deeper into the politics. What's your take on this election for 2012? Are you there?
Okay, now this is just my opinion, and you know, my opinion don't mean a damn to nobody but me.
Absolutely. I myself don't see anything that I have in common with Romney. You know, not I mean they had an interview with him a long time ago, before he even picked a vice president and all this. When he before he even got nominated to run for president, I think they asked him, "How much money do you have in the bank?" And they just rolled off his tongue. I think he said something around $150 to $200 million in the bank. Now, there's nothing that him and I could have in common. You know what I'm saying? Because compared to my bank account, his bank account, so there's nothing that we can see eye to eye about. You know what I'm saying? Now, Obama, on the other hand, there's a lot we have in common. He's been through the struggle. You know what I'm saying? Of trying to survive and keep his head above water. So I can relate to this man. This other cat, I can't relate to him. So there's nothing that I can really get down with as far as Romney concerned. I hear a lot of static in the background. What's going on?
I don't know, maybe it's you. It's quiet in here.
Okay, it's gone now.
Okay. All right. Okay. All right. So you're saying that the things that you as a candidate, you look at things of how you can relate to the candidate. So you can't relate to Romney. That's basically what you're saying.
No, hell no.
Relate to
him. He don't understand the struggle of the middle class. You know what I'm saying? And that's something a president has to keep his eye on. He has to understand everything that a certain individual is going through. You know what I'm saying? You know, it shouldn't be a shock to him to know that somebody is accepting food stamps and all. Food stamps? Oh my God, are you serious? Yeah, that shouldn't be a shock to you. You know what I'm saying? That should be something, not even gonna say common, but that shouldn't be a shock to you. You know what I'm saying? I mean, there's nothing that we can see eye to eye about. You know what I'm saying? Nothing. Nothing that we can see eye to eye about.
Okay, so what do you think about that? What do you think that big explosive news that came out when he was talking about 47% of the middle class will definitely not vote for him because they, you know, they're poor anyway. And
See what I'm saying? There you go. That just explains what I just been saying.
Mm-hmm.
He can't relate. He can't understand. He don't know squat about the 47%. He don't even care about the 47%. You know what I'm saying? So that just put the nail in the coffin of what I was just talking about. You know, I'm that 47%. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know, shit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the one with 4 miles of feed and ain't got a pot to piss in or a window to throw it out of. You know, so he can't understand what I'm going through right now.
So how do you feel about, okay, so right now, so if you look at the position of Obama, I mean, I can understand the whole thing about being able to relate to a candidate, you know, so you feel comfortable that you vote for him. But, you know, a lot of people say Obama hasn't done his job for the last 4 years. More people lost their jobs.
Let me break it down to you and to everybody out here that's listening. Okay? Let's say that you're 20 years old and by the time and you weigh, let's say, 120 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
Now let's say you got to the age of 28 and you are now 350 pounds. Okay? So now if you're 350 pounds and you run across somebody and say, "Hey, I can get you back down to your 120-pound weight in 4 weeks," you better run like hell, because there's no way you're going to lose all that weight in 4 weeks. Just like this man, there's no way he's going to fix 8 years of damage in just 4 years. Are you following what I'm saying? There's no way in hell anybody can fix 8 years of damage that Bush put us in within just 4 years. Now the only thing that I can say against Obama on that is that is something that should have came out of his mouth when he first took office.
Mm-hmm.
Look here, man. Ain't no way in hell I'm going to be able to fix all this damage that this man has caused 8 years in just the four first years of my term. That's something that Obama should have said that I think he should have said. There's no way in hell I can fix this in 4 years. Mm-hmm. 8 years of damage? I can't fix this in 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I mean, that makes common sense. Anybody should be able to understand what I just said just now. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Anybody should be able to understand that. So I can't knock this man. He's doing the best he can with what he got.
Mm-hmm.
But he cannot fix 8 years of damage in just 4 years. Just like the analogy I just said. You mm-hmm. can't lose 200 pounds in 4 weeks. If you can't, if somebody tell you that, you better run like hell.
Because
mm-hmm. There's no way in hell that can happen.
Not
so I believe that these people, exactly, people should take a look at that.
Mm-hmm.
People should take a look. I don't give a damn who in there. If it's Romney, if it's Bush again, I don't give a damn. You can't fix 8 years of damage in just that little amount of time.
Uh-huh.
Simple as that. Simple uh-huh. as that. Simple as that. And if people stop thinking and understand that, I think they'd shut the hell up.
Mm.
I really do. I really do. And if they think they can do better than that, get your ass up there and do a better job. Then. Get your ass in there and run then.
Mm-hmm.
That's my opinion.
Mm.
That's my opinion.
Y'all hit me up. 646-478-5209. Buck has spoke his piece. You know what, Mr. Brad, you hold on tight. I'm gonna get to you. I do need to take another break because I need to check on something. So this is Daydream Shame Donaldson. I'll be right back.
Thank you.
I'm sorry, y'all. I got totally distracted. I've been trying to check the Lawless Radio Awards. Okay, I was on there. I got 17 votes. Y'all need to vote for our sister. CL's at 36, and then we got Nikki Outlaw coming in third. Y'all go ahead, vote for us, Lawless Radio Awards. I have posted on my Facebook page. Tell everybody, vote for Catrice, y'all. Vote for Catrice. I know y'all kind of holding out. The Lawless Radio Awards is going to be held 12-12-12, December 12th, 2012. All right, before the break, I was talking to Buck, and Buck was very passionate about how we are dealing with the, you know, the election so far. We're just about, I think it's maybe 30-something days out. No, it's about 25 days. 25 days away, the election. So we're either going to have a new president or we're going to have an incumbent president. And it's going to be a very interesting race. There's a lot of states that are involved. You have Romney trying to secure Ohio. Ohio's a really big state. And they were talking about how Ohio is, you know, in order for a Republican to win, they need to win Ohio. So right now it's neck and neck as far as the polls are concerned. It's kind of neck and neck in what, you know, what they're thinking. All right, Mississippi Red, are you out there? No, Mississippi Red not out there. All right, Buck, you still there?
Yeah, I ain't going nowhere.
All right. So, you know, I understand what you're saying, Buck. I understand. And, you know, believe it or not, although, yes, like you were saying earlier, a lot of people have already made up their mind who they're going to vote for. I don't necessarily, you know, share who I'm going to vote for because I don't have time to argue with you. Okay? And I just kind of, you know, I'm like, okay, you know, because I know a lot of Republicans and I know a lot of Democrats. And based off the business that I'm in, I just normally just don't share, you know. So, but I see your point, and I do agree with you. And I think that when people have to look at both sides to really understand who is the best candidate to really fit them and personally within their life. You know, you were saying earlier, you can't relate to Romney, and I can understand that. I can't relate to Romney. I know I can't. I mean, I don't have a horses that, you know, get to play, you know, ride in the Olympics. I'm not sitting on $1 million. You know, my thing is, I like the point where you say you have to work hard. People are more in tune to work with you when they know that you have also struggled and things weren't handed to you. So there's a difference, because when things are handed to you, you didn't really work as hard as you think you say you did, because you were given what we call a free ride, opposed to folks actually working hard. You know, President Obama, yeah, he worked hard. He had debt, like all of us have debt, you know. So, you know, everybody has to relate to who they want to, and is the economy any bad off, worse off than it was 4 years ago? I mean, you know, I really don't think so. I you know, we've ended a war. We've killed a major player that has been that we've been looking for forever, that Bush wasn't able to get before he left office. And, I mean, you know, there's a lot of things, and I think that people have to view those things and really make a good, educated decision on really who do you want to lead your country for the next 4 years, that you think that you know that things will change and improve over the next 4 years. Are they going to improve or are they going to get worse? And you really have to have your standpoint. Don't listen to just everybody. You need to do your own research. So that's what I suggest for everybody. You know, for the next 25 days, you really need to dig deep and do your own research to make sure that you vote for the best candidate possible. All right, so that's my stance on that. Any update on the debate, Buck, or are you still watching football? You didn't move from the debate.
No, I'm still watching it. I'm just, like I said, I'm just going on by the English.
Okay.
And they touched on this abortion thing, man. And Joe was like, I don't believe what this SOB saying, man. Man, I can't believe him. So, yeah, they touched on that. I think Joe won that debate on the abortion thing, man.
Well, you know, and a lot of people, you know, disagree with it and all that. But there was something. I don't know, a few months ago, and they were talking about how. Let me back up. Wasn't there a senator that was asked to resign because he said that even if a woman was raped, she could not be granted an abortion if she wanted to.
What did he say? I forgot what he said. It was something along the lines of her fault or something like that. You know what I'm saying? Something like it was her fault she got raped. Something like that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Yeah. He was up for re-election. And I'm not sure what happened with him. I don't know.
They got rid of him. He had to go.
Damn. Yeah. That abortion's something touchy, man. That abortion thing, man. It can make you or it can break you for real. For real.
Right. Yeah. It can. Oh,
wow.
Somebody just posted and said Biden is going in on the mediator. Ooh, my goodness. Why the mediator always getting the brunt of it? The mediator,
I don't know, but
they always get hurt, I tell you, because they don't know what they're doing.
Well, this is a pretty good reporter. This ABC chick. I can't think of her name right now, but she a real good reporter. I like her. Cannot think of her name. Say my Martha Raddatz. Yeah, that's her
okay.
name. Martha Raddatz. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, she's pretty good. Uh-huh. But I think Uncle Joe just being Uncle Joe. That's all it is.
He just being Joe. Okay.
Yeah.
All right,
yeah,
y'all hit me up. 646-478-5209. We was all over the place tonight, y'all. Just various different topics. Next week, what I really want to talk about is what this month is all about. It's National Orgasm Month. And then the following week, we're going to talk about in support of our Breast Cancer Awareness Month is talk about breast cancer awareness, the things that you can do to support breast cancer. It's very key. It is dear to both of our hearts because we do, you know, we have a family member that's suffering from breast cancer right now. And you don't realize it until you know somebody that's going through it, what they have to go through. And it's not an easy fight. It's not an easy fight at all. So, you know, you want to support breast cancer. Another thing that's going on this month as far as in the world and the community is National Burn Month, where we are supporting all the burn victims.
Damn, straight up?
Yes. All the burn victims, the fire department. That's where they're having fire safety, National Fire Safety Month, where this is the time of the year when we're about to have daylight savings time, where you need to change the batteries in your smoke detectors, and your carbon monoxide detectors, you need to change those batteries because you need to be aware of what's going on as far as fire awareness. Okay, so there's a lot of things going on. I went from sex to National Orgasm Month. There are 5 different orgasms a woman can have, if y'all didn't know that. And I'm going to touch on those next week, so, you know, we'll change that mood. National Fire Safety Month, because you want to make sure that you have changed those batteries in your smoke detectors. Daylight savings time is next weekend, y'all. All right, so spring forward, fall back. So you're going to fall back. That's daylight savings time. So you want to make sure that you change your batteries in your smoke detectors and your carbon monoxide detectors. And then
and your vibrators.
You know what? That's a good idea, too.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you do need to change your batteries in your vibrators. You know, especially if they run a little slow and it's not getting you off, you might need a good new AA, AAA battery. All right, y'all. Y'all hit me at 646-478-5209. Make sure you vote for Lawless Radio Awards. It's out there on Facebook. Make sure you become a friend, a fan of Lawless Radio, lawlessradio.com. If you're interested in submitting your music to Lawless Radio, you know somebody that would love to submit their music, have them do that at lawlessradio.com, and their music can be added to rotation. This is what we do here at Lawless Radio. We support our local come-up, our independent, our unsigned artists. We want to make sure that we are promoting all the artists that are not able to have major, major record deals right now. We want to help them get those major record deals or maybe possibly signing with Lawless. All right, y'all. This is Catrice. You've been listening to The Raw Deal right here on Lawless Radio. I am going to take out with some King B. And I'm going to be back with my final thoughts tonight. If y'all have any additional thoughts, y'all let me know. Hold tight. This is, oh, wait a minute, where am I? Millionaire King B.
Who wants to be a millionaire? Whipping foreign cars. Who wants to be a millionaire? Looking like a star. Who wanna be a millionaire? Who wanna be a millionaire? I wanna be a millionaire. Who wanna be a millionaire? I do, player. Who wanna be a millionaire? Player. Hit the lotto, sign me a record deal, or be an athlete, a baller, stack me some major chills, maybe an actor or a model, pitching me Hollywood under the bright lights, no street lights, children about the hood, college funds for all four of them, believe me, they ain't gonna want for nothing, struggle for so long, I knew change was coming, searching for a meal, dollar bill, got me craving money, I got expensive taste, all I speak about is money, I'm striking rich one day, mark my words, you see it coming, that's why you hating, yeah. Got to stick down to your stomach. See me moving forward. Why you haters falling far behind? I'm on a mission, and my mission is for me to shine. Money living large. Who wants to be a millionaire? Whipping foreign cars. Who wants to be a millionaire? Looking like a star. Who wanna be a millionaire? Who wanna be a millionaire? I wanna be a millionaire. Who wanna be a millionaire? I do, player. Who wanna be a millionaire?
I'm blowing out some sudden loud, nigga. Pop a couple bottles, pour 'em in the crowd, nigga. We in the VIP and you, I'm not allowed, nigga. Just ask your girl if she can tell you, shut it down, nigga. I make a movie every time I'm in your town, nigga. I hit the booty club and watch her make it hurricane. Drop 100 in the mall and buy up everything. First, I'ma buy that watch, I'ma buy that drop, I'ma buy that chain. Buy that house, I'ma buy that rain. Buy your bitch and give me brain. Buy some stocks, I'ma buy some Glock.
Be a millionaire.
I do, player.
Who wanna be a millionaire?
Player.